That's really awesome, being able to take all that experience and knowledge to the table and being able to, create your own covers in a unique and original way, and also accurate. Like, I remember looking at your website, you said dangerously accurate, and I found that also in your songs, and that's awesome, you
Well, I
know.
think that when people hear that those tunes, they want to hear it, like it is on the radio. They're instantly recognizable, but at the same time, it gets a little fresh take because the musicians get a chance to, stretch out and have their own voice heard. So
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
just a different take, on some of these tunes. That's all.
Yeah, it's a different take and different perspective, and people are able to see the creativity and ability in that. So that's really awesome. That's really great. So you said that you play mainly in Virginia. Do you have any plans to go outward outside of DC and Maryland area, maybe down the East Coast or up?
Well, I have had the opportunity to go into Maryland and Pennsylvania, and so far it hasn't happened, and mainly due to the fact that it seems like we've been on a revolving lineup. Musicians come and go, and getting people that have the availability to move up and down the East Coast for weeks at a time sometimes gets to be challenging, But yeah, D.C., Maryland, Pennsylvania, and West Virginia are all on our radar, to be honest with you.
That's good. And it's a matter of time. I mean, things change, and maybe in the future you'd be able to expand if you'd like, but it's okay to stay local because you'd be able to create a pretty steady listenership and fan group in that way. So it's good to start from there. And also, do you have any plans to create more covers in the future or maybe original music?
Well, that's a good question. We have talked about going back in the studio and recording a couple covers that we really enjoy performing, and we think that we have an exceptional take on it. But the discussion as of late has been all about originals, especially with Peggy in the band and Dave. They both are fluid with all kinds of ideas, and I'd like to take advantage of that while I've got them in the lineup, if you know what I mean.
And they're great, great. It's really cool to think that, to know that Peggy worked with Joan Jett, and because Joan Jett, that's an iconic name,
Oh, yeah, everybody knows that name.
And it's really cool to hear about all the experiences that they've had. David being, you said an ex-Marine, and Jose being a drummer, and it's really cool to have all those stories and be brought in and seen through your music. So I really thank you for that. And so listeners, thank you for letting me interview you.
No, thank you for interviewing me. Can I say one more thing before we go?
Yeah, of course.
We want to invite everybody at GMU to come out on Saturday. That's 9 o'clock at Fat Tuesdays, right there in the University Mall, and it's on the backside behind Brian's. And it's going to be great fun. We are inviting the whole school to come and go old school with us and hang out with us and get the classic rock on,
Yeah, definitely go out and go out for that. It'll be a lot of fun. For more information, it will be on my Facebook page. It'll be at fatsfairfax.com or madeintheusarockband.com. And you can follow my Facebook page at facebook.com/jammin.wgmu. And go ahead and follow Made in the USA bands on Facebook as well. Tony, thank you again for tuning in and being a part of the show.
Thanks, Jackie. Keep on jamming.
All right. Here, in light of classic rock and all that, here's Red Hot Chili Peppers with Tell Me Baby on WGMU.
All right.